Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Silverstein family, Lil Nishmas, Dr. Ira Silverstein, Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev, which is where it is today, and the Shama should have an Aliyah.
Amen.
Amar Chizkiya Mishama Baya. Hilchasa, the halacha is, Dogim Sha'alu Bekaira, if fish that was put onto a plate, what kind of plate is this? It's a fleshic plate. Right? So what happened? You had a fleshic plate. That was clean. But there was fleshics on there yesterday. Then you put hot fish on the plate. So did any of the meats from the plate get absorbed into the fish? Maybe. But I'm still allowed to eat this fish with milchiks. That's what we did. That's Dugam Shalom B'Kaila. Right? That's the case. Right? That is mutter to eat with kutach. Kutach means milk, a milk dish. Right? Okay, but the Achronim point out, the Rashba says, that's only true if the milk, if the fleshiks was kosher. But let's say it was from a non-kosher plate, from some neighbor, a goy or something, and then it's not kosher. Then it would not, halacha would not be, you could eat this fish with milchiks. It would not, you can't eat the fish at all.
I know, it would be treif.
No, it's not treif. You cooked your fish in the oven.
Okay, but you're putting
it
on
then you put
plate.
On a plate that once had meat on it.
That one? Oh, no.
Not clean, not with meat in that. It okay. Once had meat, a meat plate. We said, this fish you can eat with milk. Why? Why could you eat it with milk? Because not bar not, we hold as mutter.
Right.
Says the Rashi, but it's only true if everything's kosher. If something's not kosher in this chain, then it's different. Okay.
So we're talking about hot fish, yeah?
Yes.
Right. We're talking about the plate being
cold.
Ben Yoma, or
that's a good question. I think it doesn't. I don't think it makes a difference.
It does.
Why?
With Ben Yoma, you have a problem.
What if it's not? What if
it's not?
Not.
It's still absorbing through flavor.
Right. So it has to be within the same day. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, tzinon, which is some kind of radish.
Yeah.
Shechatchu b'tzakin, that you cut with a knife. Shechatach ba'basar. And that knife was a fleshic knife. You use that knife to cut meat once upon a time. Asul ochle b'kutach. You can't eat that radish with milchiks. Why not? Hani mili tzinon, because it's a radish. And radishes are dagav churfe bala, because they're so sharp, they absorb the flavor. So a fish on a plate, we said, fish on a plate doesn't absorb flavor. But a knife that cut radish certainly does. Avokishus, but a melon, garer libi paske vachal, wipe it off and go do whatever you want. Kilchi, the lifty.
What's a kiddush here? It's cold. Melon is cold. What's a kiddush here?
He's just saying, different fruits. Kilchi, the lifta, shari. Stalks of lefes, turnips, are mutter. The silka, asiri. But beets are usser. Because they're considered sharp. Vipatach behub, the lifta, sharper dummy. But if you alternated and used, cut the other vegetable, then it's going to be mutter. Right? Rashi says, Ipatach bub lifta, arvan be'es chodchan. You moved it while you're cutting it. Shechatach achas shel lefes v'achas shel traden. First you cut this, then you cut that, so you're diluting the taste. You're diluting the sharpness. Halefes mevatel tam hashamnunis menasakin. The lefes dilutes the taste. The ein hatradin mekablin tamemenu, and then the beets can't get the flavor in it because it's already been diluted by the turnips. Fine, very good. Okay, very good. This is a sugya that you could literally spend, months on, literally on not bar not. When I was in college, I learned the sugya with Reb Gershon. We spent a year on it. Hopefully I learned with him, but we spent a year on it. And this one sugya, not bar not, right? It's so deep and it's so involved and so many questions. Okay. Bar Minei Rav Dimi, Rav Nachman, Mao La Anuche, Kada de Milcha, Gabe Kada de Kamcha. Kamcha is milk. Can I put a jug of some meat product next to a jug of a milk product? Rashi says,
salt.
Salt. Rashi says salt. First talking about salt. First, Kamcha is Kutach. Michei Shinan, are we afraid? Shema yipol min akutach b'melach. Maybe some of this milk dish is going to fall to the salt. Then, V'hu lo yada, you're not going to realize. V'yim lechu mimenu kederes basar. And then you're going to salt your meat. You're going to salt your chicken soup, or your meat soup, and you're going to salt it, and there's milk in that salt. Because the milk, the tamcha, whatever that is, fell into the salt.
Right.
So can you put these two next to each other? Amalei asar. You can't. Dechala mai. What about vinegar? Right, same question. Rashi says, Derech lasez chomet l'tok tafshil. People put vinegar into tafshil too, not just salt, spices also. Right? Michai Shinan, are we afraid? Shema yipal min haskutach b'chometz. Maybe some of this kutach, some of this milk dish will fall into the vinegar. V'yachzor v'yitein b'menu l'tavshel. And then you're going to put onto a food item. You can put onto fleishiks. And there's milk in there. So are we worried about that? Amalei shari. That's okay. So umayshna, what's the difference? How come by salt we said it's a problem and by vinegar it's not a problem? So first he gives him a joke answer. He says, L'chi techel alei kura demilcha. When you measure me a kura of salt, I'll tell you the answer. Then he said, my time, what's the real reason? Hi, salt, isya isura be'ene. Salt, right? Isya isura be'ene.
You see it.
So therefore, why is it usher? Right? The high and the vinegar, less ya isur be'ene. Right? So the answer is, the seeing doesn't mean seeing, it means that the flavor is not absorbed. If milk falls into some vinegar, it gets absorbed in the vinegar. So there's no flavor of milk. So you put that vinegar into your meat, no problem. You hear? But if it's, what do you call it? But if it falls into salt, you won't notice it, the flavor is still there, and therefore it's a problem. Okay. Rashi says, kutach, high kutach, this kutach, hanofel b'melech, nira, you can see it, v'nikar, and it's recognizable, b'bnei shehu av, it's thick, v'lo batel, doesn't become batel, avol, kutach, hanofel b'chometz, it falls into vinegar, less of b'ene, it's not here, it gets dispersed, v'tayim anami lo yav, kutach b'chometz, there's no flavor either, not a problem. Says Tosos, a fascinating thing, look at the Tosos, mahu, you can't put a salt shaker milk next to a right. You can't do that. Ain't less on me times that. Don't tell me that because of this you want to ask the following. You're going to put milk, a box of milk goods next to a box of flesh goods. Don't ask her that. Why? Why not? Why shouldn't I do that? Have my refrigerator have a drawer of cheese and have a drawer of meat. I can't put them next to each other. Says Tosfos, don't think you can't put them next to each other. You certainly can. Certainly can. Why? How could you do that? Says Tosfos, such an unbelievable thing. To Hassam, nitayafe. You're very super careful. Shelo yipal mizal zeh. That they shouldn't fall onto one another and impart flavor. You're super careful. Aval zeh, aval hacha, lo maske daite lizor. My mind isn't sharp enough. I'm not focused to be careful. Shelo yipal min akutach b'melach v'lo yada. You're not going to realize v'yelach menu basar v'chein dechala, also vinegar ki derech laseis chometz l'tavshil. It's normal thing to just put some spices on your food v'chashir and shem yipal min akutach l'tochav yachzivitin l'tochach l'tavshil. But if it's the items themselves, meat and milk items, it says Tosfos, you can put them together. No, you can't cook them together. You want to be in the same plate, on the same table, on the same drawer. It's not a problem. Because everyone's super careful when it comes to meat and milk. Where are we not careful? On salt. Who knows about salt? Who's thinking about salt? And vinegar. Who's thinking about these things? But actual items of meat and milk? Says Tosfos, not an issue. Very interesting. Right?
Even though you can't eat together on the same table.
No question. No question. You can't eat, no question you can't. Right?
But you can place them.
Because you much more, right? So there are people that have two ketchups, right? They have a flesh ketchup and a milk. There are people that have that. Is it necessary to do that? I'm not sure about that. It doesn't seem to be too. chashash seems to be extremely far-fetched, yeah?
Well, ketchup's got a K, so
what?
Kosher.
Well, of course it's kosher. That's why I'm not kosher ketchup.
It's got a K. Uh-huh.
But is it a real, is that a real chashash? No. Is that a normal chashash? Right?
And how big of a slob you're in your house.
Okay, next. Where am I up to? Hahu bar guzla. There was a kind of like some kind of bird, a kosher bird. Dinafal lekada dekamcha. It fell into a jug of some kind of milk dish. Shire chenina brei derava miparash runya. He mattered it. He mattered either one. So Amar Rava, man chakim lemishrei ki
a slaughtered bird
fell into what?
A milk,
right? He let them eat it. So it was salted. So Shai Rav Chirira, but Rava Bipar Shvanya, Amar Rava, man chakim lemishrei ki gavna. Who is the one that would have the shoulders to asser this? To matter it? Who mattered this? It must have been him. Why? Because he holds like this. When did Shmuel say that salting is considered cooking? Right? It's a statement like that. Hani mili, that's only true. You're not going to eat the item that was salted.
It's so salted.
It's too salty to eat. I'm salting it for some other reason. But it's too salty to eat. Then we have a rule that Maliach Hareo Kimavushal. Avalhai, but here, Kutcha, this Kutach, this dish, Harinecha Machmas Malach. It's eaten even though it's so salty. It's eaten like that. Therefore what? Right? Therefore it didn't absorb any of the flavor from the bird, which was cold. Right? It fell into a milk dish. But it's so salty, it didn't absorb. Now, what are the parameters of this? In the back, there's 20 pages about this line in the Gemara. 20 pages, what are the parameters of this halacha? You know, it's so complicated. These rules are so vague. And then they have all these, you know, all the kitchen rules based on the line of the Gemara that's so vague over here. Yeah.
Is that the issue eating the kutach, or is the issue eating the bird?
No, I think it's the kutach.
Eat the bird and wash it off, and I'm worried about the salt of the kutach?
Both, it's both. Hey, v'hani milichai. It's only true if it was raw. Avol tzali, but if it was roasted, boy klipa. Then you have to peel off the outer layer because some of it did get absorbed. V'isbe pili, but if the meat of the chicken, or the bird, has pili means cracks, right? Then kuli aser, then it's aser. Why? Because the milk went in. Also, v'i mitabel betavlin, kuli aser. And if it was spiced, the bird, it's also aser. Why? Because somehow it opens up the pores and lets in the milk.
Sharp,
yeah. Okay. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, more halachas. Kikar shechatach aleha basar. If you have a cookie or a piece of bread or something that you shechted meat, not shechted meat, you cut meat. I'm sorry, you cut meat on top of this bread. Asar la'achla. You can't eat this piece of bread. Why? Because the chashash is that blood from the meat, not shechita. You shechted it already. There's still blood in the meat. You didn't get the blood out yet, so the blood fell into the bread. You can't eat the bread.
It's going to be absorbed by the bread.
It's going to be absorbed the bread.
We eat meat like that.
What?
So we cut meat, we eat.
Because the meat you eat has already been salted. Right. So there's no blood there.
So
we're not talking about that like red liquid that comes out of meat. That's not blood.
Right.
That's not blood. He's talking about real blood.
You cut a piece of roasted meat.
Now, who said roasted?
It says that the article said.
What?
Roasted.
Yeah.
So, you cut, and then the blood comes, what's the issue?
Because it's still blood. It's still considered blood. Just because you roasted it doesn't mean you get the blood out.
Right.
The only way to get the blood out is with salting.
You wouldn't salt
it? No.
Yeah, no. Arskron is saying that the roasting, if you rely on the roasting to get the blood out, then it's also.
Correct.
You have to pre-salt.
Oh, but liver, you only can roast.
Correct. I don't know if they salt liver. I have no idea.
Yeah, they salt. They salt them when they're.
They do salt the liver.
Yeah, it's everything.
Yeah, they do, right?
Yeah.
Very salt.
Vahani mili. This is only true the osmic. If the blood is red, vahani mili. It's also true the avrei. It has to go all the way through. It has to be the whole go through and through. I'm not sure what that means. Go all the way through. What does that mean? Go all the way through.
Through the bread.
What does that mean? Through the bread. One drop of blood, now let it eat. What do you mean? Go through. Yeah, I know what that means exactly. Vahani mili. Also, the asmeche has to be thick blood, thick red. Aval kalishitsa. But if it's very, very weak looking, less lamba, that's not a problem. That's not dam. Okay. Shmuel sharile lekalbe. Shmuel gave it to his dog. If this meat, it wasn't kosher. He gave it to the dog. Ravuna yavle l'shame. Ravuna gave it.
The bread,
yeah. Because it is dominant. Right? Ravuna yavle l'shame. Ravuna gave it to his attendant. Now, we're assuming the attendant's a Jew. How could Ravuna do that?
Yeah.
So, manafshach, ishari l'kule al-mashari. If it was mutter, why didn't he eat it himself? And if it's asr, l'kule al-mashari. So why can't he give it to his attendant? The answer is, he held it was mutter. The answer is, shani Ravuna, danine daite. He held it was mutter, but he didn't like it. So he gave it to his attendant. He didn't like it. Kosher? 100% kosher. He didn't want to eat it, so he gave it to his attendant. You eat it. Rava achale, Rava ate this, v'karale chamar basar. He called the chamar the drink of the basar. Right? Rava said that about this. So I don't know what this is exactly. It's not dam, because dam, no one holds it, can eat. What is it exactly? That red stuff that comes out. What? Yeah, no one holds that dam.
Said, once it's roasted enough, it's not considered blood anymore.
It's what?
Once it's roasted enough, whatever comes out, not considered blood. Not red,
it's technically blood.
No. It is?
Yeah.
Is it blood or is it just juices?
Juices of what?
Juices of meat.
What's the juice of the meat?
I don't know.
You cut a steak.
As a property the meat has. As a property. As
it
has.
Not blood.
Give me a good answer.
Not blood.
Huh? Give me a
good answer.
I'm not sure it's blood. It's not blood.
It's not blood.
He says it's the drippings from the...
Where you put water on a steak.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Water down.
Yeah.
It's very liquid.
Meat
is like 80% water.
Everything's 80% water.
Sorry?
Everything's 80% water.
Precisely. So in the cooking process, you know, you're changing it from solid to liquid. And that's what it is.
Okay. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Ein manichin kli tachas basar. You can't put a kli underneath the meat to collect the dam. Ad chiyichle kol mar ad mimus shabo. Until you get rid of all the red, until it's not red anymore. Meaning it's not dam.
Right.
That other stuff, it's red? Sure. It's reddish. Sure. So he's mena yada. How do you know that? The Gemara bothered. How do you know this? When it's not red anymore? How do you know? So marzutra mishved the Rav Papa amar mishatala timraso. When the smoke comes up. Meaning, it's been roasted so much, it's already starting to smoke. Then you know that there's no more blood in there. Maskefla Ravashi, Fidilma Tatoy Mata Iloi Malomata. Maybe the bottom has that property good, but not the top of the meat. So okay, so Ella Ravashi, less late takanta. There's no way to fix it. Ella Mishda Be Tarte Galali Milcha. Unless you put two parts of salt.
Two lumps
of salt on each side of the meat. Umeshafye, and after you do that, right, you pour the fat off into another kli. And whatever remains is dam. Okay, I'm not 100%, I told you.
So he's assuming that it's some sort of blood.
Correct.
Don't we call that tzer? We call that juice, tzer.
Yeah.
Call it juice.
So I'm not sure what. So at some point it switches from being blood to being that.
Yeah.
Right, so we're trying to figure out exactly when. I'm not sure myself.
That's
exactly
what he's asking.
Right, so I don't understand the answer. So at some point, whatever. Amalei Ravacha Bred Ravika Lervashi. We Amar Shmuel Hachi. Did Shmuel even say this? Va'amar Shmuel Kika Shechatecha Lavbasar. If you slice a piece of meat on top of bread, Asal Ochla. You can't eat the bread. Because why? The dam got absorbed. Right? This is after roasting, after everything. So Gemara says, Shiny Hassam, there it's different. Dagav duchka sakina palat. Because you press on the knife, you cause more of this red stuff to come out. And when you cut the knife, so if you roast it by itself, it'll get blood out by itself. But when you press on the knife, when you press on the meat, it causes more juice to come out. That juice is a problem. I don't know exactly what's going on here.
Yeah.
So Rashi says, La'olam kishatala timras, so eredam yotzimenu, ayde or. Once you see smoke coming out, it's already dry enough, there's no more blood in there. Ushna ayde or, pshamnunis, hu umutter. And any fats that come out is mutter. Aval kishachotcho, once you cut it, the kovesh alav esasakin, and you press the knife to the meat, hu dochik, you press it, in nishar bodam, doch govu yotze. If there's still blood in there, it'll come out. So then how do you get the blood out ever? The answer is, we're salting.
So why are we salting this meat? Aren't we supposed to salt meat?
I think salting meat is tomorrow's daf. We didn't get up to salting yet.
This is just roasting without salt.
Yeah.
So you can't have mashed potatoes on your plate either, because
that'll absorb the... Correct. But here we go. Amar of Nachman. Dagim v'ofos. Fish and chicken. Shemolchan ze im ze. You salted them together. Asurin are usher. Says Rashi, Hadogim levadon, Shadam, it's in parentheses, not sure what he means by that, Shadam yotzim en abasar, the dam goes out of the chicken, v'nivla bedogim, and gets absorbed in the fish, right? So it's a problem of what?
Blood.
Problem of blood, right? So, now, it sounds like we don't eat fish and meat together. Why not?
Sakana.
Right, but does that include chicken?
Yes. The answer is yes.
They're abundant to the chicken.
What?
They're abundant to the chicken.
Correct. It's a sakana. So this Gemara doesn't mention a word about sakana. It's also to do this because of blood. What about Evnafa blood? Doesn't mention a word about sakana. Right? It's interesting. No sakana here. He quotes it over here.
It's not a
zero.
Because it can be the blood that's mixing together. You're mixing the two items.
Yeah. Right.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not sakana.
Exactly, because you're not cooking them together. It's just salt that went in from one to the other. That's all it is. It's salt. You're salting.
No, the blood's going to go in.
Blood the blood's going to go in. That's not an issue of sakana.
I know.
What? Because it says over here. This Gemara that you can't eat meat and milk, meat and chicken and fish together is a Gemara in Pesachim that says you shouldn't do it. It's a sakana, and ofos are included in the sakana. Nevertheless, ofos and dogim that are salted together is not a sakana problem because salting it here is not cooking, and that's not. This doesn't cause a sakana. That's what he says. The Isser V'Hezer says that.
Problem is you gotta ask how much salting is needed for cooking, and salt is meaning not cooking.
Correct.
You're not worried that the blood will be reabsorbed into the chicken itself? Why is only the fish also? Why are the blood?
You can always answer that question in a minute.
Right, it says the chicken is still.
We're gonna answer that right now. So
if it's not sakana, then he has to be under the assumption that you're gonna be using this fish for milk.
Correct. Correct. The Chachma Shlomo says no. The Shaila here is on the Kalim. The whole says, of course, it's a Sakana. The issue is the Kalim. Did he trade for the Kalim now? Okay.
No,
because it's a Sakana. So I cooked. So that the Kalim trade. Does the Sakana go to the Kalim? That's what the Gemara is talking about. The Kalim. Okay. Hey Chidami, what's the case over here? One second. Ibiklishi ain't a minukov. If the Kli doesn't have a hole in it, so then I feel ofos for ofos namia theory. That even birds themselves are going to. Fish and chicken and chicken to be author. Why?
Blood,
exactly. E belong kliminukov, and if it has a hole in it, then a filu dug involved with nami shari. Then everything should be mutter, because the blood goes out. So Gemara says, la'olam bekliminukov. Really, the kli has a hole in it. V'dogim mishum v'rafu karmaihu. Fish have a very thin, very soft shell. Therefore, karmu, v'rafu karmaihu, kadme upalte. So the fish first expresses whatever it has inside it, which is not usser. The blood of a fish is not usser, right? The ofos and birds, the kamiti basar denai chidagim, they express after the fish does, because they're thicker, takes longer. Palti ofos, so the oaf expresses whatever it has inside it, the hadar bali mine, and then it absorbs the blood
that came out.
Therefore, And then the fish is going to absorb the blood from the bird. However, if it's two of the same species, then of course it's going to be a bigger problem because they both express and absorb at the same time because they're both the same thing. So it's fish and fish, chicken and chicken, they're going to absorb at the same time, and therefore they're both going to be awesome.
The fish wouldn't be a problem.
But if they do meat and meat together, it'll both be problems because they express at the same time, they absorb at the same time. One has blood, one doesn't, it'll be a problem. Rav Mari bar Rachel, Rav Mari, the daughter of Rachel, the son of Rachel, right? So he's called bar Rachel because this Rachel, this woman Rachel, was raped by a guy. Then the guy became a Jew. So when this Rachel got pregnant, the guy was still a guy.
Yeah.
But when he was born already, Mari, he was called a Jew. So we don't want to call him after this guy, even though he became a Jew. But when the time when he was conceived, the guy wasn't a Jew. Now he's Jewish because his mother's Jewish. His mother's Rachel. I'm not making this up. As a matter of fact, this Rachel is the daughter of Shmuel. She was captured by Goyim. She got pregnant by this guy. His name was Isser Giura. He then became a ger. But at the time he was conceived, the father was not Jewish. So we call him Bar Rachel, the son of Rachel.
You know, every time he's mentioned.
I know, because Rashi says the same thing. The food says the same thing. Anyway, imlach le basar shchuta b'hadei basar treifa. He salted kosher meat with non-kosher meat. Says Rashi, imlach le basar shchuta b'hadei basar nevela, like seven lines from the bottom. Ubekli menukav, it was a kli that had holes in it. Kimishpa hamaluchim basar, like that's a normal way to salt meat. Ukami barle, miyamri, do we say, kihechi digabe dam lo chayshinon, Dilma Palat, Elyon Ubala, Tachton, Darminan Kolzman, Shetrudin Beplita, Enon Bolin, as long as they're very busy expressing whatever juices they're expressing. They're not absorbing anything. Ushneim Nachin, Yachad, Ublitasan, Hachanami Lo Shla, Olo. Do we say that or not? In other words, you have two pieces of meat being salted, I salted two pieces of meat in the same pot, do we say that they're only expressing blood? So they're not the blood of the trefa is not going into the blood of the
right, or not.
Asala came to Rava, they came in front of Rava. Amalei, Rava said, it says in the Torah that Parshas, I don't know, maybe Shmini or something, it says these are the Tameim animals. Not Tameim animals. These are the things that are Tame. Eilo HaTameim Lochem B'chol Sheretz Kolonogea Behem B'mosam Yitma Ad Arev. Right? It says HaTameim La'asar Tziran, it asks the tziran, the brine, the juices, verotvan, any gravy, kippa, any spices, shalahan, of them. Now, the tzir, what's tzir? Some brine, not fish, a sheretz, sheretz brine. So, this sheretz brine, right, can absorb better than blood, faster than blood, right? And therefore, if we say that, then if you're salting them together, it should be usher. Why? Because we're going to say that the brine goes. The what?
The one goes into the other.
One goes into the other, and it's usher. That's what Rav wanted to say. V'lei malei midi Shmuel. Why didn't he bring a raya from Shmuel? Damar Shmuel maliach harayel kibotech v'kavash harayel kibavushal. Salting is considered cooking, and pickling is considered cooking. Consider cooking, right? So, if you had Shmuel's vort, havamina, I would have thought, hanimili daman. That's only blood. Aval tziran verotvan lo, but not tzir and not rotev. Kamash malan, we don't say that. Okay? All right? I think we'll stop here. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. And learning again with Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev. Shama Shadav Nalia.
Got it.